And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're not in the world headquarters. We're right next door, but we're actually at Fisherman's Landing here for the big Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day, live here right in front of Fisherman's Landing in the parking lot here. This is a big day, and it's a beautiful morning, so come on out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day right here. We're going to have a great group of guests, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN. Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great day today is going to be here. Like Pete said, we're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, and, you know, it's a chilly morning to get started as Tommy P's jumping up and down trying to get warm, but, man, what a great day it's going to be, and I don't know how Doug is always able to order the perfect weather for days like today, but he sure did. But, yeah, going to be a lot of fun today, and today's a really fun show at Tackle Days. Obviously, it's a big event and a huge fishing, tackle show, and it's a lot more than just a parking lot sale. You know, we have all the major saltwater vendors, all the major manufacturers here, the Shimano's and Pens and Daiwa's and, you know, and Rods and Reels and Gamakatsu Hooks and Fishworks Clothing and Olakai. It's a huge event, but it's also a lot of seminars. It's a casting contest. It's good food. It's good time. And it's a really, really good deal on tackle. And the fun thing about today's show is there is no guest. You know, there's no set guest. We just, it's the who's who of people that are setting up their booths in the parking lot, and Pete and I just get lucky to grab people and have them come on and talk fishing and talk tackle, so it's going to be a really, really good time. One of the other big things that happens here, Friends Arallo's here, and we got the whole Friends Arallo crew. Mike Lum is here, Tim Baker is here, John Kukta's here, and they're doing the pick-a-box, and so that's always a huge fun part of the Tackle Day is doing pick-a-box. It's also where they announce the official start of selling tickets, and we're going to hear from Mike Lum later in the show talking about that. And speaking of Friends Arallo, at Tackle Day today, we have a huge raffle happening. And basically, to be one of the manufacturers that displays at Tackle Day, there are very few requirements. You have to be, part of the Tackle Store, product line that they sell. And one of the only requirements that Doug has to be a vendor is you have to donate something to the big raffle at the end of the sale today. And all that money goes to Friends of Rollo. So it's just going to be a fun day. Lots and lots to go over. Lots of people to see. And Pete, it's a really cool show atmosphere. That's like a, we always say it's kind of like Day at the Docks without the face painting and food. It's a hardcore saltwater rad day today.
Yeah, it sure is, man. And so all the key vendors are here. You look around here, and we're right next to Lawrence at the Fishworks here, and he's got a lot of great stuff. Olakai's here, and Gamakatsu, Pan owner. Shimano's got a huge booth over there.
Well, Shimano's got a lot of new stuff this year. This is a big year to get to display the new stuff.
Yeah, Costa's here. I know Allison just got back from the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament last night.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be here hanging out. Batson's here. And, of course, like you said, Friends of Rollo's got a huge booth and some pretty fantastic stuff that they're doing here for the event, too. So a lot going on, and we're going to hear from Rick in a little bit from Gamakatsu about what an incredible deal. But one thing you mentioned about Shimano, they have those new G-Lumos IMX Pro rods over there on display. Go pull on one of those.
Dude.
They're pretty impressive.
Well, first pick one up and figure out how you can make a rod that is capable of landing a big fish that weighs... I mean, dude, it weighs... Nothing. How they did that, I will never know. It is super, super light.
And then the other thing you need to check out over at Shimano booth are the new Talica A's.
Right.
The 12 and the 16. I was able to use the 16 on the Let's Talk Hookup Shogun trip. Oh, an impressive reel. And Matt Towner told me that he's going to go throw a couple down at the casting contest if people want to test them out.
I love
too.
It.
Just to test how... it was an amazing reel before, but it's... ultra amazing now, I would call it, right?
Well, we have, I always say, the true testament of anything is, the lifespan of those reels, and all of our heavy premium tackle in the rental room is all Talicas. And those 12s, 16s, 20s, and 25s in the rental room have now been through multiple years of going every single day. So, one season is, more than a lifetime of use that any of us are ever going to put those reels through. And
they're bulletproof.
We've got reels that literally go out every day of the season that are multiple years old, and you could pick it up right now, take it to the dock, and cast it in the cast. Every bit as good as a brand new one out of the case.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty good. Look, Rick Ozaki is here, too.
Yeah,
Graph-Tech
rods.
Yeah, and there's Ben Seacrest. God, it's just like celebrities everywhere, right? They're all over the place. And Dai was down there with a huge booth, and you were talking about the food last week, you and Doug. You got Taco Truck coming?
Yes, Tacos Aurora, which is a fun story. Mitch's used to always do the food at the event, and as it grew and became bigger, it became more. His restaurant got busy, and he just said, "Hey, you know what? There's a better person to do this that's able to set up and do more outside." And it was one of his previous chefs from years ago that had left to go do his own business.
Yeah.
He goes, "You should get in touch with him. He's the best." And man, Mitch was right. It was a fantastic recommendation. And so Tacos Aurora was going to be setting up shortly.
What time do they start?
I mean, anytime, they'll get started around 8 o'clock selling breakfast burritos, and then slide on in to doing lunchtime lunchtime fare. But yeah, a killer, awesome spot. It's just a really fun day. There's a lot more than just a tackle sale, but the tackle sale is where it's at, dude. It's the best one that we do all year long. It's a lot more than just a loss leader here or there. It's going to be a great show today.
I saw already, coming out of the tackle shop, because you've been open since 6, right?
Right, yeah.
Guys with boxes of Talicas and rods in their hands and stuff. The deals are just phenomenal. And the thing that you got to pay attention to is not only you get the discount on the reel, or you also get the free Spectra, and
right.
You can get Power Pro Holloways. You can get whatever you want.
Yeah, we don't do any. I mean, this is our one sale a year, and it's the one time. It's what we do here. It's not anywhere else, and it's the one time that we have our deepest discount. And there's a discount on every reel in the store, and there's free Spectra, like you say, of your choice. If you're a guy that likes solid, we'll put solid on. If you want hollow, we'll put hollow on. If you want Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore multicolored for your knife chicken, then we'll put that on. We have whatever. There's no. There's no limitations. It's just whatever is right for the reel. And basically the deal on the Spectra is you get, for every dollar that you spend, you get a free yard of Spectra. A $300 reel gets 300 yards for free. A $500 reel gets 500 yards for free. If your reel needs more than that, if you want to fish a real short top shot, you got 500 yards for free, but your reel takes 600 yards, then we just do it for a very inexpensive amount. I think it's 6 cents a yard. So for another 100 yards, it's gonna cost you $10. You know, it's just a very cheap way of making sure that everybody gets exactly what they want.
Hey, Arnie is here too, and he is Arnie, why don't you step up to the mic for a second and tell us what you're doing here? So a lot going on, and Arnie of course wants to pay some tribute to our great friend the cowboy who recently passed away. And good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, today I decided this is the last live remote you're doing for the year. And Cowboy was such an important part of these live remotes. Everybody loved to come out and see him. And the thing that he always did, he always brought donuts. So I've got donuts here, anybody. You want to come up and have a donut? Please have a donut in Cowboy's honor.
Yeah,
oh, that's
and
nice.
That'd be great. And actually, what we'd like to do, if I was thinking about doing a donation to Rollo, in Cowboy's name. So if you come by and see me, if you want to drop a donation for that, I'll gladly take it for him in Cowboy's honor.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Yes. Yeah, that's cool. So, and you've got a little a montage of pictures of Cowboy on there too,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Wayne Cotto put that together for us, and we actually, those of us that came to Cowboy's service, was able to see it. And I thought today would be a great time to bring this out, see a bunch of really cool photos of Cowboy that probably most of us haven't seen.
Yeah, that's cool. Cowboy is always part of this event itself and all the live remote events. So nice of you to pay tribute to our dear friend Cowboy.
Yes, thanks
Arnie.
Thanks,
appreciate
Arnie. Good
that.
Job.
Yep. Speaking of friends of Rollo, good morning, Mike Lum.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Yeah, so, wow. So, a lot going on over there at the Rollo booth. So fill us in.
Yeah, well, we take 2 days to set up this one event. I don't know why that is, but we'll get it done here. We'll be ready to go, hopefully, by about 8 o'clock. And we're doing our annual Pick-A-Box, which this is the only event that we do Pick-A-Box. And the way it works is we have a selection of tackle boxes and coolers, and you donate the appropriate amount to each one. They start at $30 donations, and then inside each one there is an index card with prizes listed on it. So you win, you keep the box or the bag or the cooler, and then you win whatever is listed on the index card. And like I say, they start at $30. We are also kicking off our 2024 Grand Raffle Prize ticket sales today here at Tackle Day. And when you buy these boxes, the $30 ones, quite a few of them have free raffle tickets inside. The larger ones all come guaranteed. Like, for instance, we have a $500 cooler. We have three of them. Those are Canyon coolers. The cooler itself is probably worth around $275, thereabouts.
Wow.
But it comes with $500 worth of raffle tickets.
Wow.
So
plus other stuff.
Yeah. Plus whatever else is in there. So you're way, way ahead if you're going to make a donation of $500. There's only three of those. We typically sell those out pretty quickly. And then we also
have... If you want one, get there right at
9 o'clock.
8 o'clock or 9 o'clock?
Well, it depends on when we get rolling here.
Okay.
But probably we're shooting for 8.
Okay.
But those will go quickly, and everybody's always happy with what they win there. And the donation, obviously, is a big help to what we're trying to do, which is raise money to take kids on their first ocean fishing trip. And that's what we do. And we also have, I think last weekend I called in and mentioned that we had two $2,000 cooler packages.
Right.
And and this morning I've already gotten a phone call, and one of those is now sold.
Oh, wow.
And so that's have one $2,000 cooler left. It's a 75-quart Canyon cooler. I think it's about a $400 cooler. And then you get $2,000 worth of grand raffle prize or tickets, plus whatever prizes are inside, and I'm telling you that you'll be very happy with what's inside. So
there's one of those left.
There's one left.
So if you want to make a donation to Rollo.
Yes, you make
a
donation.
And it is a 501c3 corporation.
It absolutely is, and we take credit cards, we take checks, we even take cash occasionally.
Yeah.
So that is available, and then the $30 utility boxes are always very popular, and I'm sure we will sell out of those as well. And there's a variety of prizes. There's everything from spools of line and pliers and knives, all kinds of cool stuff that you win there, plus you keep the utility box. So
yeah,
that's what we're doing, and this has become a very, very important day for Friends of Rollo, and we appreciate all of the help from Fisherman's Landing and the support that we get putting this thing together, and of course all the people that come out and buy these pick a box and help us take more kids fishing.
Now, so I earlier, one of our listeners, Mo from Vistic, brought down some used tackle.
Yes.
Are you taking used tackle today?
Well, we are. We always accept used tackle and any other, you know, usable, resellable fishing products. I know that we'll probably end up today. We've already got quite a bit in storage. I was told Fisherman's Landing is a drop-off place for
right.
used tackle, as is Dana Landing and Dana Wharf Sport Fishing up in Orange County. Those
right.
are all drop-off places, and I know that we have a bunch of stuff that's been dropped off here. We'll be taking that back this evening when we get done with this picker box.
Okay, great. So if you want to, if you're coming down to Tackle Day today,
bring it.
You have some used tackle because you want to replace it here
yeah,
at Fisherman's
right.
Landing with some new tackle, bring it down, and then what happens with all that used tackle, you have a big sale at Day at the Docks.
Day at the Docks, yes.
Which is when the grand raffle will
yes.
finish.
All that's going to happen at Day at the Docks. We're going to do the used tackle sale. By the way, Day at the Docks this year is April 7th.
Okay.
And so we're going to have the used tackle sale. We're going to do the spin a wind wheel and all that. And then when all the dust is settled, we're going to actually draw the 30 winners for the grand raffle.
30 different prizes.
30 different prizes. They total over $30,000.
Wow.
Holy
mackerel.
Including $2,000 again at Summit Gasoline.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the number one item on the list.
Who doesn't want a couple thousand
we've
bucks?
Got,
yes,
we've right? got a trip. We've got a trip to Katmai. We got a
oh, you got a trip to Katmai Lodge.
Cool.
Oh my!
And we've got a trip on the Royal Polaris. We've got there's a lot of very cool things. Rick, help me out. Adventures in Camping.
Oh,
Adventures
right.
in
yeah,
Camping.
Great.
Oh,
cool.
I always think of Rick when I think of that.
Yeah,
Adventure
that's
in
my
camping.
Favorite.
Yeah, up in the Sierras.
They have done a wonderful job with us. They continue to donate this trip, and it's been absolutely awesome every year. And it was funny. I called there earlier this year.
Ryan is such a great.
Called
yeah.
Ryan and I said, "Hey, we're getting ready to put the list together. Do you guys want to contribute a trip?" And he said, "I'm sitting here right next to the winner from last
oh,
year."
Oh no way!
Cool. It was such a weird coincidence.
That's rad.
But we have all kinds of fishing tackle, gift cards, and that are going to be given away. It's $30,000. H&M Landing is giving away a 3-day fishing trip for two. We've got an El Salto trip this year.
Wow!
Which we have. Haven't had in the past, and we got a trip to Cedros for 3 days.
Wow!
So there's all kinds
Cedros
of cool stuff. Wow. Tickets are $10 a piece. If you don't want to buy, if you don't want to buy into this pick a box thing, you just want to buy tickets. They're $10 a piece, and we will be doing all kinds of promotions between now and the drawing in April to sell these tickets. This is a major, major part of our funding. Is these
absolutely.
Tickets, so we need people to buy them.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Mike Lum, for all your hard work. You are amazing. And the things you put together. But today is the big kickoff for the grand raffle. Come on down to Tackle Day and grab one of these pickle boxes and load up and then have a chance to win all those 30 prizes.
Absolutely.
You could win every one of those 30 prizes because it's. I mean, if you bought the 2,000 thing and you got 2,000 tickets, you could win every one.
Yes. In fact, if this isn't exact because I don't really remember, but we had last year when we did the drawing, we had three different people that won two items.
Get out
wow.
of here. Wow,
I mean,
that's cool.
When you think of
chances
the thousands and thousands and thousands of tickets we sell, that seems impossible.
Yeah.
But it happened.
It happened.
You got to buy a ticket.
Absolutely.
You can't win if you don't play.
That's
exactly
it.
Right.
Thanks, Mike Lum.
Thank you, guys.
That's right.
All right. Hey, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up with you today, and we have a great guy, Rick from Gamakatsu Hooks here. But before we get to Rick, it's a good time here. Yeah,
we got to tell you one of the great reasons to come down, not just to get in on the tackle, not just to have the fun, catch a seminar, get to score a great deal, also to win a great prize today, because every person that steps up to the microphone today and asks a question in the air is going to be eligible to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. We got them right up here. It's the brand new Jose Pros with the Green Mirror 580 lens. Pete, you've been touting how much you've been a fan of that Green Mirror lens, and ever since Lasley put everybody on that, that was like the game changer. And a great pair of shades for one lucky person. In addition to that, you're also going to win the brand new 2024 Bill Varney Sport Fishing Calendar with that killer tide chart, all the cool fishing information. And again, that's every person that steps up to the microphone. You can just see Gary here, see Tommy P, let them know you want to step up and ask a question, and they will get you in the mix. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be taking your phone calls, reading your text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check it out. All the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the new Talica 12 and 16A series. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 98 rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 4th.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Leader, thinner, leader. More natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, we're live here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, right in the main parking lot, getting everything all set up. And, man, this is a full show. We always say the same thing every year, that officially Tackle Day starts at 9. But, I mean, look around. It's going on.
Everybody, it's officially 9. But we got a lineup of people getting ready to do the Rollo thing over there. And people are surrounding the Bassin booth over there. And I think they're hovering at your booth there to get those deals.
Scoping out everything that's
there. There's Matt Towner, world famous Matt Towner from Shimano is here. So you want to see some of that new Shimano gear. And Squig is here, Lawrence from Fishworks. He's standing right next to us getting his booth set up. A lot of fun here. Come on down. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing happening right now. Right now, Rick
is here.
Rick Barr.
Gamakatsu Hooks. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, great, great. Now, we shared it on our Facebook page, but I was blown away at what you're offering today as a bonus of what you're doing, right?
Right. Well, Doug was nice enough to do buy two, get one free on our hooks.
Yeah. Buy two, get one free, any size, a pack, or whatever.
Right.
And so you want the bonus, but the big pack, the small pack, whatever.
Ring, not yeah. ring, circle ring, yeah. J-hook.
All
you
of
can
them.
Mix it. You
mix
can
and
get
match.
Nautilus circle.
Two live baits, a Nautilus, whatever.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
right. And if they buy anything and they come to our booth, they're going to get a free little 3,200 hook box in our G-Series. And then if they sign up for our newsletter, we're going to put them in for the grand prize. And we'll put them in for the grand prize if they purchase any Gamakatsu here at the show.
Wow. And what tells about the newsletter? So you don't sell your thing. You just send out a newsletter just so people can understand what Gamakatsu is up to.
Exactly. It's not like we're selling that to anybody. They don't get your names. But if you want to know what's happening with Gamakatsu, you'll get that newsletter. And we've got a free gift for doing it. We're going to give a Duracent lure.
Wow.
And a gator with the Gamakatsu logo all over it.
Wow.
For just signing up. Then you get in for the grand prize. And the grand prize, let me tell you about this. This is going to be given away. It'll be one of the first things that Rick gives away when you start your raffle
today.
But you come to my booth, you can see everything in there. It's a new, what they call a G3000 box.
Ooh.
It's like a one-day, half-day box.
Oh, nice.
And then all these things that go in it. There's a couple of $100 Sea Falcon lures. There's the box itself. There's a couple of hats. There's tons of stuff. A nine-inch fillet knife. Dry bag, and all the rigging for the Sea Falcon stuff. And then there's four different G boxes in this giveaway.
Wow. That's a big deal.
And they got the Spectra scissors that are awesome. Like, just, a bunch of terminal gear, hooks and things. It's just, it's a really, really cool prize.
And that's just for signing up the newsletter and buying a pack of hooks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just for that.
And you buy two, get one free.
That's it.
So it's basically 33% off.
You got it.
33%
only today.
Only today.
Yeah.
Only today.
And it doesn't happen very often.
Right.
Yeah.
And the G-boxes, we brought 50 G-boxes down to give away along with the purchase. So when they're gone, they're gone. And when
I love those G-boxes.
Yeah.
They're really killer.
I've got one set up with hooks in it, so you can see that the hooks don't travel if you turn it sideways, upside down. It's a pretty nice
little set. And there are a lot of different types of G-boxes, too, which is really cool.
Right, 3,600, 3,700, a couple of 3,700 deep. There's a couple reversible ones. There's these new, the foam ones, which a lot of people don't really, they look at it and they go, what's this for? But I've got a couple of photos. If you do a lot of the assist hooks, you know, that type of thing for these bluefin fishing, these big knife jigs and stuff. You can set those assist hooks up in there so you've got different sizes and it fits up really, really well.
Yeah, for sure. And the Gamakatsu knives, you have those on display?
I have them on display, yes.
Dude, those are killer knives.
They are nice.
That fillet knife is sharp.
Yeah. And that we're giving away in that 9-inch fillet knife's in that package.
In that package?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, great. So all you need to do is just buy a pack of Gamakatsu hooks. You get, or buy two of them. You get one free.
That's
and
it.
Then go over to the Gamakatsu booth, show your receipt, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then sign up for the newsletter, and you have a chance to win all this stuff today.
That's exactly
right. Yeah, all right, Rick.
And
Thank you.
I was going to say, too, it's not just hooks, too. We have assist hooks that are also buy two, get one free. The Superline rings, that's buy, you know, all of that qualifies.
All of
so any of the terminal tackle stuff, too, also under the same buy two, get one free.
Yeah. And you have the number, all the stuff down to number four.
Number four in our circle. Hooks,
yeah,
all the way down.
It's pretty awesome hook.
All right.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for joining us, and we're very proud to represent Gamakatsu here on Let's Talk Hookup. It's a great team and a great product for sure. And Rick will be in his booth. He'll be back in his booth, so you can check out all that great stuff. Chris is here from CCA. Good morning, Chris. You got the duty today.
I have many duties.
Yes.
How are you guys?
So does CCI have a booth here today?
We do not have a booth. This is the only event that we really don't have a booth every year, but we're taking this one off. But still here in spirit, for sure.
All right.
Hey,
great.
Well, thanks for coming.
So what's the latest from CCA?
Oh, man. We have some big news. So our small family of two became a small family of three this week.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. We have hired a new assistant director. Her name is Tony Bangos. She comes to us from the Grande and from BD Outdoors. So
wow.
We're super, super thrilled to have her on board.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how's that going to help you?
You know, it's going to help me immensely. I can sleep now, basically. So,
yeah, you have a new baby,
I would
too.
Say no,
so.
I can say from experience, no, you can't.
Yeah, that's true.
You might have an opportunity to, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah. So, but she's going to be taking more and more off my plate so I can go do other things, so Wayne can do other things and all that. So we're super excited to have her.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, are we going to see Wayne sighting today, or is he taking the day off?
You know, I think he's up in Orange County right now at the PFMC meeting.
Oh, so he's working.
Shocker.
Yeah, of course he's working, right?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for all your efforts, and congratulations on the help, too. That's going to make more of our CCA efforts go further here. And I know you have a lot of great volunteers that are here today, around here that help CCA immensely. So.
Yeah, and it's good to see everyone out there. I haven't been out since, like, July. Since the kid came, so it's pretty awesome.
You've been hiding.
Yeah. Hibernation.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Chris. That's
awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. My
great that you have two new additions. So your family and the CCA family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for sure.
All right. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Roy from San Diego is around. Roy, step up to the mic. Good morning.
Mike's always got to go adjust it up when Roy...
I'm good. I can always go down. Jesus, I need you to go down and keep it up. Quick question. Inside, I was looking at some of the backpack.
Yeah.
Tackle bags and stuff. What are your guys' options and what specials are going on with it?
Yeah, lots of good ones and definitely discounts on all of that kind of stuff. I think maybe my favorite bag that's going right now, AFTCO did a full, like over the last 2 years, like a full redesign of all of their soft good bags, and they've got some really nice ones that are a combo of each. Like over the years, I mean, there's lots of good options. Don't get me wrong. We probably sell dozens of bags, and I shouldn't alienate one, but I really like those AFTCO bags in that both they did a really good job of the compartmentalization of the tackle and then also being an actual comfortable backpack. Mm-hmm. It's definitely no big deal if you're parked at the top of the ramp, but as you know, sometimes at a spot like this or any sport fishing place, sometimes you might be parked a long way away there or you might be hiking into a lake somewhere. Or you might be doing whatever. They're really nice backpacks and bags. They're $35 off today.
$35.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like you said, every discount was meant to be a very real one. You know, it's not like, hey, you're saving $5 on a $100 thing. Like it's a real thing. So $35 off on the AFTCO backpacks, and those would be some of my favorites.
So those are like $95. You take $35 off of the top.
Yeah, I mean, it just it varies.
They have some that are
above 100 and some below would be like the range of them. They have a really cool, I think they call it the Urban Assault Bag or something. It's like a cool camo.
Yeah.
It holds one Plano 3600. It holds a camo pack. So if you're like a spotty guy and you're wanting to go fish the docks and the rocks and travel light, it's a really nice backpack you can wear all day. That's a really cool one. They have larger bags.
What about the real bags?
Those also on sale, and we do have both sizes in stock. That's the newest addition.
Yeah.
Those AFTCO real bags, very cool. It's like a double stack.
What's the discount
thing
on those?
I will double check. It might be the same. Might be 30, but I'll make sure to mention before we go off the air. But yeah, again,
those are really nice.
A really good one.
Yeah, there's a medium and a large, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And we have them both on sale.
On sale and in stock. All right, cool. Roy, you better stock up.
You never know. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Roy.
Hey, very good. I saw Captain Frank Lopresti wandering around here. I don't know where he is.
Just in a little bit, he's going to join us right after 8 o'clock.
Okay, after 8 o'clock. He's got some big news to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of good fishing going on right now. Mike from San Diego wants to talk about some fishing.
And just for the word, 35% off those real bags.
35% off the real bags.
You got it.
That's so... So if it's $100, you get $35 off.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
Morning.
Good morning. Mike from San Diego. And
hi, Mike.
I'm going on the Let's Talk Hookup July trip to Cedro.
Hey, all right.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
What a great time.
And On their tackle list, they recommended, you know, replacing the hooks on the Colt Sniper and the SB Minnows with the single assist hooks. And I was wondering if you had any insight as to how they rigged those.
So the most common would be Gamakatsu makes a an inline single replacement hook. And it's basically like your standard bait hook would be, but the line tie is 90 degrees off so that when it rides on the split ring, your now hook is straight in line with that. Sizing would depend a little bit on the size of stick bait, but somewhere between like a 1.0 and 3.0 size would be what's right, depending on how big your bait is. It could be one size smaller or larger, but somewhere between a 1.0 and a 3.0. And Rick has those at the Gamakatsu booth if you wanted to scope them out. But that's a great thing, especially for down there. I like replacing those with a heavier duty treble hook, but down there you get so many bites, and that that makes the bait so much more weedless, and it comes through the grass, and it's a really good thing. It doesn't tear up the fish as much. It's a it's a great replacement.
Well, good.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, and have a great time. I believe Corey's going to be hosting that trip with you, so you get to go fishing with the one and only Corey Sanson.
That was the one thing I wanted to add, Mike, is Corey brought some baits just for Cedros on this trip.
Right.
Yeah.
Where is he, by the way?
So he's right on the other side of Fishworks.
Okay.
Right,
we'll see if we can drag him over here to tell us about that.
Yeah, some very special ones just for Cedros, some super extra durable ones, some like double extra heavy-duty MCs.
So Corey will show you how to set them all up.
Outstanding.
All right.
Head over there now.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, all right, Mike. Thanks for coming down. Hey, I have a great text here. If you want to text the show, of course, you can only do that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And this is from Tom in Surbrook. I don't know where Surbrook is, but it's away. It's 5 hours away. He says, how late is the sale going on tonight? I live about 5 hours away. If I haul ass, can I make it?
Well, the answer is yes. You can definitely make it. Just like the 6 a.m. start, everything in the store is open and on sale from when the sale starts until we close our door. So we usually, you know, depending on the boat schedule, we'll probably be open until about 6 o'clock tonight. So for sure until 6 o'clock in the evening, everything that's on sale in the store will remain that way. In terms of the outside sale, the last seminar ends at 2:30. We start doing our raffle right after that, and then at the end of the raffle, you know, as soon as we start the raffle, most of the vendors start, you know, closing all their booths up, and by 3 o'clock, the parking lot's a ghost town.
Yeah, so if you can get here before 2 o'clock,
come on down.
But yeah, the sale keeps going on.
The reels inside, the free Spectra, the 15% off all the rods, all the jigs by two, get one free. All of that will be going on until 6 o'clock tonight.
Sure. All right. Great. Here's another one here, too. What time? This is from Jason in San Diego. What time are each of the seminars today? And why don't you mention the seminars?
Right? Yeah, a great call. So right after Let's Talk Hookup ends at 9 o'clock, 9:15 will be the start of our first seminar. And the first seminar, again, as we mentioned, we're so proud to have the bones of bite sport fishing, Captain Wes Pearson and Captain Dylan Reed, who are arguably, I mean, the very best.
Two of the best.
Bluefin and swordfish guys on the entire coast, and they're going to be doing exactly that. They're going to be doing a seminar based on swordfish and bluefin, how they approach it at bite sport fishing, the gear they use, the mindset that they go into to have that unreal success that those guys have managed to have. So really excited to have both Wes and Dylan. Again, that's at 9:15. After that seminar ends, we have a little bit of time. You can do some shopping. The next round of seminars starts at 12 o'clock.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah, 12 o'clock noon. And
there's actually a posted, if you come to Let's Talk Hook Up there, there's a posted placard right behind us where we're sitting here that you can see the seminar.
Yeah. That middle seminar is the team from West Coast Jiggers. You know, a couple of weeks ago we had Brian Nguyen on here, you know, the cigar aficionado, and it was so popular. We had so many guys in the store, you know, coming in asking about all the things that he talked about on Let's Talk Hookup, and, you know, arguably, again, some of the most popular guys on that scene are the team from West Coast Jiggers, and so them combined, the guys from West Coast Jiggers and Brian are going to be doing a vertical jig fishing seminar, and it's going to be everything from covering the tackle, the style of jig, the style of lures, technique, how they fish it. You know, whether it's right for you to make the investment in that dedicated jigging gear, whether you keep using, you know, the gear you've had success with, the heavy rail rod stuff. So that'll be another great one. And then our final seminar is going to be happening at 1:30, and that's from our great friend Steve Carson. Again, such a fun time, does a great seminar, and that one is going to be covering the five essential outfits that you need to go offshore fishing.
Cool. Yeah, so those are three great seminars here today. And then, of course, the big raffle, too, is right next to where we're setting up, right? And that sets up right after we're done here.
Exactly. We'll be displaying all the stuff, selling all the raffle tickets. My lovely wife and a bunch of her friends from nursing school all be
Your
doing
lovely,
the...
Very, very pregnant wife.
Very pregnant wife, yeah.
2 weeks away?
2 weeks and change,
yeah.
Wow. So that's always fun. And we'll be doing a round of raffle prizes at the conclusion of each seminar. So, you know, so as soon as the first seminar ends, we'll be doing a raffle probably around 10:15. Again, another raffle probably around 1 o'clock, and then the big one will be at the around 2:30, 3 o'clock when we raffle off the rest.
And the raffle tickets go on sale as soon as we're finished up.
Yeah, soon as Dale and the girls get here and get rolling. You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your stand up mic questions, and a whole bunch of great guests. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Cook Up. We're live at Tackle Day on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Cook Up app.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here live at Tackle Days. Want to remind you, this portion of the show, get fantastic deals today at Tackle Day on Gamakatsu hooks. Again, it's buy two packs, get one free, and there's going to be the special bonus gifts too, like we heard Rick talking about. Now is your time to stock up on the best hooks for tuna, the Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hook. You can get the deal today. Go by, see me and the whole gang, or see Rick Carr at the Gamakatsu booth, and all the boys in the behind the counter get you hooked up on all the latest from Gamakatsu.
And starting at 9 o'clock, I think you have some hanging on the walls out there. Is that Seaguar fluorocarbon I see out there?
Seaguar is what you see out there. All of our Gamakatsu is on the inside.
It's inside. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Pretty much most of the first run stuff is on the inside of the shop. All of it is for sale. All of it is discounted. I think the only first run things that are in the booth outside would be the Seaguar fluorocarbon, which is buy one, get one free, up to 80 pound test, and then at 80 pound or then at 100 pound and above, it goes to buy two and get one free. There's some boots and some tackle bags that are all first run that are on discount, but everything else outside is like the crazy deal stuff. The rods that are insanely discounted.
Gotcha.
Jigs that maybe are a color that we're not carrying anymore. Like, we have iron for $3.99. Like, we haven't had $4 surface jigs and yo-yo jigs in 15 years. Like, it's a real deal sale.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Lawrence from Fishworks. Good morning.
What's up, Squig? Guys,
hey, good morning. Get that mic. There we go. Hey, now we got you.
You got
so
me now?
You are literally right next door to us here, and you have been setting up all morning, and it looks really good.
It looks like a
tropical theme there. You brought a little bit of a Baja with you.
Yeah, you like that, huh?
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I like your little bar.
And Jamie's over there working while we're over here flapping.
Yeah, that's it. So what do you got?
Business as usual.
Yeah, business gotcha. As usual.
What do you have going for Fishworks today?
Today we have $15 off all our shorts inside the shop and out here as well. And then we brought some that they don't have inside the shop. And then as far as T-shirts and hats, they're $10 off.
Whoa.
Same price inside the shop and same out here. And what they don't have in the shop, we brought other styles. And then we're also blowing out some discontinued styles, broken size. You know, we have some $10 shirts and $20 shorts.
Rad.
Some of your T-shirts, I love your T-shirts. They're
right on,
some of the coolest T-shirts, yeah. Some really great designs inspired, of course, by you, right?
Yep, all of them.
Yeah, and your lifestyle and having fun. You've been out fishing a lot.
Yeah, I try. You know, a lot of, this was a great year, you know, from Baja to swordfish to going albacore fishing up in Washington this year.
Whoa! You caught an albacore.
Yeah, I caught a few.
Yeah. When was the last time?
How was that? What was you went and fished with Sean, right?
Yeah, one with Bulldog.
Okay.
That was awesome.
And how was it sport boat fishing north instead of south?
Well, you know, he's still SoCal.
Yeah,
You know, and it was just, you know, four of us.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was killer. Actually, there was five of us on the boat. You know, his son, you know, we had Matt and we had Alan, who does a lot of stuff on the boats. And it was just cool.
Good weather?
Great weather.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, it was supposed to be a two-day trip. We ended up getting everything we needed in one day.
One day. Steve Carson, so cool. When was the last time you caught an albacore?
In Southern California or Northern California?
Well,
I've caught them in Northern California up to about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Southern California, it was about when the last time Rick had surface irons at $3.99.
Yeah. That's been a few years, buddy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know all the dates. Is that the 90s or the...
2002 was kind of the last time we had them here. Yeah, no, they ran in Northern California. And they're running in Northern California pretty good the last few years, along with all the big bluefin. There's been at least five bluefin over 200 caught out of Fort Bragg this week. It's just insane what's going on.
That's so
cool.
Because guess what? Starting in 2016, when our bluefin pattern changed, all those serious fishermen in Northern California came down here, saw Rick, bought the real stuff that they always needed to have, went home. Those bluefin have always been up there. Magically, now they're landing them. They never landed them before.
It's been fun hearing the stories changed. Honestly, exactly what Steve was saying, like, you know, years past, you'd hear guys go out and troll with albacore gear, which, as we all know, you can get done on much lighter tackle, and most of them were just catching albacore with their salmon gear, kind of getting worked over a little bit, but still getting the job done, and then they were hooking a 180-pound bluefin on that same thing and never turning the handle one time. But, you know, now it's common practice. We're putting Talica 50s and, you know, big internationals and, you know, big giant Mad Max and heavy hooks and heavy leaders and shipping it up to Central Central California, those guys are crushing them right now.
Stick, get them.
It's really
yeah,
cool to watch.
Good fishing. So, Lawrence, highlight the best trip of the year for yourself there.
I mean,
you've had a lot.
That's a tough call for...
I mean, I just had that epic grouper fishing down in the Cerros down in Mexico. I mean, probably the best. You know, I usually get one or two nice ones a trip like that for the light tackle inside the Cerros. But we had 3 hours of straight, you know, 5 to 15 pound all on stick bait.
Oh,
we followed
cool.
this bait.
How fun is
you know,
that?
The tide was coming in, wind was, you know, it was wind against current. We were drifting, like just not even drifting and just kind of going with the fish, the mullet, and these grouper were just on it. You know, I posted some video and it was pretty sick because it was, I just had one hook and I was trying not to hook them. I was just kind of like a topwater, you know, so it was pretty funny.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that sounds like a super fun time. Did it inspire a new shirt?
Well, we already came out with a grouper
yeah,
shirt.
Cool.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we have a new grouper shirt. You can probably see it back up there.
All right.
It's called Groupy. Yeah.
Groupy, yeah.
Yeah, we got our new lobster shirt, grouper shirt. You know, our Baja Trippin' stuff. We have our Yellowtail.
The Baja Trippin' is like a whole series that you have.
Yeah, it's
right?
a series within Fishworks. Yeah. You know, kind of tell the story of what I've been doing my whole life, basically. Yeah. You know, and as we get older, you kind of go, oh, shit. I've been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah. So, and these are all on sale, $10 off.
Yeah, $10 off.
Yeah.
How much has that changed? And, you know, I mean, I know that's an easy thing to say. Well, everything changes. But, you know, some parts of Mexico move slower. Like, can you still find cool old Baja that you did, you know, 20 years ago? Is all of it modern? Is it a mix of the two? Like, how has things changed? Because you've been doing this for so long.
Yeah, you know, I drive, so you see a lot of old Baja. You know, there's still a lot of great old Baja. You know, obviously Cabo, Laredo have blown up. But Laredo's still pretty, you know, killer. Our town, you know, Abriojos is definitely blown up, but it's still old Baja. You know, people wave at you. La Bacana to the north, Ascension to the north. You know, Tortuga, it's still old Baja, you know, you kind of get in the middle of it. And then you can still, in our zone, we can drive, you know, a mile away and you won't see no one. You know, I'm surfing with, you know, you just go down to the next peak, you know.
Wow. That's awesome. And is it safe to drive down there? You know?
It's been safe. You're right. It's
drive during the night. Don't drive at night.
Yeah, don't drive at night. Be smart, you know. Don't be a dumb gringo.
You know, you hear about a lot of stock talk about people like stopping for people and then getting held up. I mean, if you see somebody like with a baby on the side of the road and, you know, then there's like guys in the bushes jump out and stuff like that. Is that really true?
I'm sure there are spots, but, you know, up here in California, we have the same issue. You know what I mean? You can go down the wrong.
You just have to use your smart. You just have to use
smart, and, you know, like a lot of people I wave at, like, hey, you guys good? You know, and some guys are asking for gas, and I'm like, hey, I don't have a siphon to do anything. Yeah. You know, and then the one time I pull over, it's like some family, they invite you to their house that, you know,
right.
What they have. And, you know, we're driving down, and we probably have more than they ever have, and they're offering everything they have in their.
Right. I say the same. I mean, it's just like at home. If you went looking for trouble, you will probably find it.
Right.
The exact same thing at home. And if you're going down for a great trip and you do everything the right way, you're going to have a blast and probably never even see it.
Right. And, you know, I drive a white truck. That's why I drive a white truck, you know, is to kind of keep less flashy.
Right.
You know, I see a lot of people like, oh, I got this, I got that. You know, just keep it to yourself, you know, and get to your zone. I mean, that's all I could say that's worked for me.
That works, yeah.
And hopefully nothing happens
and
on my next trip.
You've never had any issues. Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Baja, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff Clausen is flying out here, actually. He's an author and a Baja expert, so that's going to be a great show. Jeff's been around for a while and wrote several books on Baja, so Jeff Clausen tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, I know.
He was in Cabo.
He like moved back east somewhere, so he's flying out here just to talk
cool.
about his books and all his adventures.
Right on.
So that's cool. So thanks, Lawrence. You'll be here all day?
Yes, all day. We're here all day till closing, and hopefully we have plenty of product for everyone that wants it.
Cool, man. Great
right.
stuff.
Thanks, buddy. Very
thanks
much.
For having
appreciate
me. Awesome.
All right, thank you. Steve Carson, man, you have been a busy guy, and why don't you talk about your seminar that you're doing today at 1:30? Right?
Steve has the last seminar at 1:30.
Exactly. 1:30. What are you going to talk about?
We're going to be doing the 5 rigs for bluefin. Don't leave the dock without them.
Okay.
Obviously people know me interacting on various social medias as well as, you know, on the boats, et cetera. And people are always, I mean, I don't blame them. They're always trying to economize and say, well, I really only want to get one rod and reel that's just an all-around rod and reel. Or I only want to carry 2 rods on the boat. Anything more than that's too hard to carry. You know, I mean, and this season there's been less 300-pounders than the last couple of years. But you go out on any of Rick's boats, and you know, it doesn't matter what was biting yesterday. They could be 20, 25 pounds. For that matter, they could be 20, 25 pounds in the morning.
Exactly.
They could be 90 pounds at lunch, and they could be 190 pounds at dinner, and the boat never moved.
That's it.
The boat just drifted.
We had countless times when there was a 60 and a 260 going at the exact same time.
So trying to say that, well, last time I was out, I took five rods, and I only used one, or maybe I only used two. That's actually probably true. On any given trip, you probably only will use two of the five. The trick is, until you get out there, you don't know which two of the five it's going to be.
That's it, man.
And so it becomes an issue. You know, I mean, this stuff, although today I can almost say some of this stuff is cheap. It's not inexpensive. But, you know, this is the fishing of a lifetime.
Yeah.
We can't say it's once in a lifetime anymore because now it's the new normal. So if it's the new normal and it's what we're going to have every year until...
But how do we know that?
Well, we can only... I'm starting to buy into the 100-year cycle.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm starting to buy into that.
We could take 100 years of bluefin, right?
No. 100 years. Yeah, we could take 100 years of bluefin. 100-year cycle. And they went away after, I think it was about 15 to 17 years, way, way back, literally... We didn't really know exactly because it was around World War One and people had other things going on. plus, not to mention the influenza, which was worse. But I think they went away after about 15 or 17 years. No particular reason. I mean, people were catching them on rod and reel. Nothing like we catch them now because the tackle wasn't the same. They never caught a 300-pounder. Now, that doesn't mean there weren't any here back then,
sure,
100 years ago. But I think it's just one of Mother Nature's cycles. And they were gone for 100 years doing whatever it is bluefin do, and now they're back, and we're reaping the benefit. I was actually up at Queen Charlotte Islands, Haida Gwaii, and I was taking a day off of fishing, taking little...
Queen Charlotte Safaris. What a wonderful place.
What a wonderful place.
And a beautiful natural environment there.
So cool.
Stunningly beautiful.
So cool. And there's been people on Haida Gwaii, the island, for a long time.
Yes.
And some people were studying some of the old shell middens, which is a fancy way of saying the garbage dump, that have been in use for like 2,000 years, and, you know, they mainly got, you know, all the shellfish and stuff that's just been tossed in there over the millennium. And at about the 1,000-year level, they found bluefin tuna bones.
No kidding.
Which means somebody much braver and stronger and smarter than me was out there in their sealskin-covered kayak or something in the middle of a foamer harpooning bluefin.
Oh, my gosh. And this is in Haida Gwaii, which is like 60, 80 miles south of Alaska, basically.
Yeah.
It's way up there.
But if you look at Dr. Barbara Block's migration map, where, of course, she can command the $5,000 satellite tags and bluefin. And the Rick could say, can I have a $5,000 tag? They go, who is this again? Click. But she can get them. They move all the way up to certainly the international border every year.
Really?
Now, whether they move all the way up to Haida Gwaii every year, it hasn't happened yet, but clearly it has happened historically.
Sure, yeah.
And if they're out there, you know, like, again, brave, strong young men that like tuna, if they're out there harpooning them in a canoe
or whatever.
And speaking of which, in Northern California, this week they've been dropping spear fishermen into foamers.
Wow.
Nobody's gotten one up there yet. I think a few people down here have gotten them doing that, but there's been more opportunity.
That's cool.
So, we're learning more about this species, and that's why I say I think it's a 100-year cycle, and we just haven't seen it. And if it's going to be 5 more years or 10 more years, we need to be ready.
Whatever it is, we'll take it.
For sure. Yeah, well, Steve Carson, once again, 1:30, the 5 essential outfits for bluefin tuna. And you'll be hanging around here, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got the list of 5 printed. So what you can do is you got Christmas coming up. You got, Valentine's Day coming up, birthdays, whatever. If there's one out of the 5 that you don't have, you can just casually circle it and just leave it around the house and go, oh, honey, the guy at Fisherman's Landing and said, this is what I need.
This is what I need. Yeah, perfect.
We get Steve's old school retail roots out of him every year at Tackle Day, and we get him behind the counter with us, showing, you know, showing all his wares and showing pen reels and all the stuff that Steve does. We get it, we get his retail vibes back into him for a couple hours.
I was born in retail.
You know, I got to say this. There are two guys in this business that I think stand out for product representation. One of them is Benny Florentino.
Agreed.
The other one's right here.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. So
totally
you represent Penn so well. Benny represents, you know, Costa and Shimano so well, and all the and
I'm in total agreement with that.
You guys are the quintessential product reps. And
thank you.
And you know, thanks for doing all you do for fishermen.
Thank you. I'll be here all day as
a All right.
Right on,
thanks, Steve.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great time. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Cook Up on the Let's Talk Cook Up app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composite, PowerPro, Shimano, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. Finally, a rod designed for West Coast anglers. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Terramar West Coast Rod Series. These rods will deliver increased casting distance with heavy jigs and extra lifting power to conquer even the strongest game fish. Shimano built the Terramar West Coast Series utilizing TC4 blank construction with a double layer core of advanced dynamic fibers wrapped in an inner and outer spiral of modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, yet crisp and lightweight. Durable Sea Guide guides adorn the Terramar West Coast Series, adding to weight reduction while enhancing the overall rod balance, giving you improved casting and fish fighting performance. The Shimano Terramar West Coast lineup contains rail rods, jig rigs, boat rods, and casting rods. From yellowtail to calico bass to yellowfin and bluefin tuna. Pick up a Shimano Terramar West Coast rod today at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.